Hi everybody and welcome to our newsroom again. Today we are with Dr. Maurice Topaz, CEO of EVT Medical, previously field doctor in special units in the IDF and head of the trauma plastic surgery unit in Hillel Yaffe Medical Center in Adera, Israel. He will be a speaker during the Africa Health Exhibition and Congress 2018. The topic we are about to discuss of is pre-hospital and early hospital management of soft tissue injuries. Good afternoon, Doctor, and thank you to be here in line with us.
Good afternoon, Laura.
So, Dr. Topaz, let's do an examination of the management of soft tissue injuries in a pre-hospital setting. So what are the factors that you checked on an injured patient, and what do you mean for tissue injuries, in particular soft tissue injuries?
Well, soft tissue injuries are injuries of the soft tissue, skin, fat, and muscles. Soft tissues covers important organs like skull, chest, abdomen, and bones. Though soft tissues injuries are not priority at the early life support after injury, still soft tissue injuries can involve acute and life-threatening bleeding, and bleeding control may be hard when conventional tourniquet cannot be applied. Now, soft tissue injuries can lead to a later stage life-threatening infections, and we should evaluate association with acute bleeding, wound contamination, and injuries to important underlying organs.
Okay, so you said that in some cases of wound bleeding, tourniquet cannot be applied. In fact, in such injuries like soft tissue injuries, so can we make a difference? So, in which cases tourniquet can be applied is best to be applied?
Well, tourniquets are usually applied in limb injuries involving acute bleeding. Now, applying conventional tourniquet leads to limb ischemia. And we have developed the top closure, which is a simple, easy to apply skin stretching device that together with a hemostatic gauze in a kit can serve as a substitute for the conventional tourniquet in a pre-hospital setup, thus reducing the tourniquet ischemia time. After applying the hemostatic gauze, the skin can be stretched over the open wound, compressing the wound and leading to control of bleeding.
In fact, before this interview, we discussed about tourniquet, but in particular, you explained me that you was an inventor of a special method to suture the injuries of soft tissues, that is the top closure. Can you tell us why this kind of tourniquet, which is not a tourniquet, it is a
closing device. It's a wound closing device.
Okay, actually. So can you tell us what this device is and why it is best instead of many other devices for suturing the injuries of soft tissues?
Well, the issue about suturing is, one, you need to have a personnel that can suture, which usually has to be a doctor. Now, in the field, you will not suture the wounds because of contamination. And so this is not a situation where you would approximate the wound edges. Now, the top closure is actually very simple. This is a two plates that are put on each side of the wound, and then there is a strap that connects and pulls them together. Now, this is not associated with suturing. We can bring the wound edges together, and then we can open it very easily. So, and this can be done by a non-doctor, by a first aid giver, that can bring the wound edges together just as a temporary method of approximating the wound edges. Now, if you can combine it with the hemostatic gauze, then you can stop the bleeding and bring the wound edges together to cover it. That would secure bleeding for a longer period of time.
And what are the improvements in wound management with the top closure on site?
Well, the top closure is a very simple device. It can be managed by a first aid provider. It's very easy to learn how to use it, and it can be applied in remote places where it would be hard to treat the wound in a different way.
And in war fields, which is very common also in your experience as doctor, what are the precautions to take if civilian trauma wounds occur?
The soft tissue injury may involve life-threatening bleeding. Now, bleeding control may be achieved by the top closure and the hemostatic gauze as a substitute to tourniquet. There are areas where you cannot apply the tourniquet, like on the scalp or neck, or chest and abdomen. So this is where you would apply the top closure. You see, in combat or severe trauma, most of the time the wounds would be contaminated, so you cannot seal them completely. But with the top closure, you can clean the wound and bring the wound edges together just to reduce the chance of further contamination while taking the patient to the hospital. Now, what I would like to emphasize is that I'm not indicating the top closure for a situation where the injury happens very close to the hospital. When you get in such a situation, just evacuate the patient to the hospital and treat him. But when the injury is far and time would be long time until you get to the hospital, then you would need to control the bleeding, avoid infection, and then the top closure would be the best device to use.
Okay, and according to your experience, there have been cases in which you could do nothing without top closure. I mean, experience as a patient that came to hospital and you had to treat them, but with the top closure instead you could do nothing to help them, or you may take much time to treat them.
You are correct, and actually I see a unique indication of using the new concept, like for example in Africa. In the conventional pre-hospital setup, we were trained to keep the wound open as the suturing technique cannot be applied. Now, the top closure allows for temporary closure of wounds to reduce bleeding and avoid further wound contamination. And the top closure can be easily closed and easily opened for re-evaluation of the wound, thus serving as an ideal method of in situation where long distance and timely evacuation from remote areas. Now, the top closure enables us to change the concept of wound healing into the more efficient wound closure. We can close open wounds, infected wounds, in a very short time, maybe just a few days, and then save the time of hospitalization, shorten the time of hospitalization, saving limbs and life, and reducing the cost of treatment.
Yes, very clear about this. And very last question, you will be a speaker during Africa Health Exhibition and Congress 2018. And what will be your intervention during the show?
Actually, I think, again, that this technology is very important for Africa. because of the remote distances between injury sites to the hospital and the rural areas where this technology can be applied.
Yes.
Before evacuation to the hospitals in the big cities. So this would be a good chance for me to introduce this technology, which we have already introduced in South Africa, and to spread it all over Africa where it's really needed.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Topaz, for your important contribution, and good luck for the event.
Thank you very much, Laura. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. Dear followers, this was Dr. Topaz from Israel. I remind you that Africa Health Exhibition is near, so don't miss the date. Keep on following emergencelab.com. Thank you.